no hands but yours. During World War II, the story is told that a French village had been bombed by mistake. When the villagers returned home, very little had been left undamaged. Refusing to be daunted, the people resolved to rebuild their little town. While clearing away the rubble, they found pieces of white marble from a statue that stood in the middle of town. The townspeople decided to rebuild the statue and commissioned the best sculptor they could find to handle the project. When the statue was finally completed, it was unveiled amidst much fanfare. The statue turned out to be a figure of Christ, but it was missing its hands, which had been damaged beyond repair. The villagers thought about it and decided to change the inscription of the statue. No longer did it read, "Come unto Christ." The statue now reminded them daily, "I have no hands but yours." And then Jesus called the crowd to him again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a man that entering into him can defile him. But the things that come out of a man, these are what defile a man." Mark 7:14-15. The issue here is getting caught in the very thing that's supposed to help you out. The law is meant to help you live a good life, but sometimes you can get stuck in the law. Maybe I can remember the old church law about not eating or drinking from midnight before receiving Holy Communion. Some poor kid who's brushing his teeth thinks he swallowed a little bit of water, and it's a terror for him. The law that was supposed to help a person prepare to receive the body and blood of Christ became an obsession for many people. Laws are helpful, but I always need to remember that they're meant to help me do something. The way I have to measure my life is by taking a look at whether I live the loving compassion of Jesus. Jesus said, "It doesn't matter what goes into a person, it is what comes out of a person." It is worth thinking about. And then Jesus called the crowd to him again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside of a man that entering into him can defile him. But the things that come out of a man, these are what defile a man." Spend some quiet time with the Lord.